Hey guys, Nathan here. Just a quick reminder before we start the show, you can find Radioactive Dads on Patreon. Download the app for free or just hit it with your browser. Search Radioactive Dads or Nice Guy Digital. That's where you can find our tier. For just a few bucks, you unlock the video versions of our podcast as well as some awesome video content that we're making all the time. So give us some support, give us a subscribe. We thank you for it. Here we go. On with the show. It's like a weird stage fright thing. It's like when you're in a restroom and suddenly you can't go pee-pee.
We've already covered that on the show.
That's true. Oh, that's right. That was like our first episode.
Yeah.
But it's the same kind of thing. Like all of a sudden it's the moment of truth and then just...
Do you get pee shy?
Pee shy.
So yeah. I get mic shy. I don't know if that's what it is. I think it's more just... Like, I always hit the studio to record this show with, like, all these ideas and all these things that happen during the week. Because everything that happens now in my life, I'm like, oh, that's a Radioactive Dads thing,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
But then I get in here and I go, I don't remember any of it. I don't know what that is.
I think, well, you just need to start writing them down. I have a sticky note on my Samsung Galaxy S10. It's a great feature where you can just keep a bubble on your home screen and you can just open up the sticky note anytime you want.
You're trying to trigger me.
I am.
You're trying to trigger me. I'm not going to fall for it.
Okay, that's fine. All I'm saying is there's this great feature on my phone that your phone doesn't do where I just have a sticky note that I can just pull up at any time.
There it is.
It's probably for the best. Just hanging out and talking to
It's like an action movie. It's like the bomb in an action movie. Except there's no timer on it.
It just goes off.
Mm-hmm. I never know when it's going to go off.
I wonder if people get mad at us for talking all the way through the song.
I mean, if they do, they'll let us know about it online, I guess.
That's true.
Getting interrupted by the theme song has become my new favorite thing.
Yeah.
I just think it's funny.
It's just a way to keep it exciting in the morning.
You just never know when it's going to happen.
Yeah. And it's that's the best part.
It's
that's
fun.
The best part. I think that my brain is changing.
Okay.
A weird thing happened to me.
What?
Last night.
What?
And I told Lennon about it, and she was like, that's kind of scary.
Oh,
I
no.
hope you're okay.
Uh-oh.
You know how weird it's almost this harkens back to the fateful hygiene episode.
Oh,
but
yes. My favorite of all the episodes,
the greatest episode we've ever done.
I mean that one or the endometriosis episode.
That's true.
Those are one and two in my hearts right
now.
In my hearts.
How many you got?
I don't know.
You like a cow? No, they have multiple stomachs, not hearts.
Okay.
Are there animals with multiple hearts?
I don't know.
Isn't there like a fish with a heart in their brain? I don't know. We'll have to look it up. On the break. So when you're in the shower,
yeah.
Do you have and I asked Lennon this and she was like, no, I don't think so. She didn't really identify with it. Do you have a very pat routine? Like almost like a dance sort of that your hands just like grab same hand grabs the soap. Puts
right,
it in, and
right.
then you wash the same parts of the body the same way every time. Like
yes.
this hand goes here.
Yeah.
Holds this up,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So.
It moves that out of the way.
Gets that out of the way.
Shifts that over. Yeah. Twists that around a little
bit.
Get
on the toes. Spread the knees. So you realize over time you've just developed this very person. It's a fingerprint. You have this very personal thing that you wash yourself in a very specific way.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, yesterday, because I was showering at night because I don't want to shower in the morning to come here because it's just too gosh darn early.
Right.
So I was taking a shower last night, and I did something wrong.
Uh-oh.
In my personal dance.
You threw yourself a new move?
Yeah. I grabbed the shower puff with the wrong hand. And I looked at it in my left hand, and I was like, I don't know what to do with this. Wait a second. The routine's off. I had to put it back on the shower caddy and start over. Start the whole move. I had to begin again.
There's so much here. There's so much here. My brain's going to explode. Remember when I didn't have anything to talk about?
We have so much to talk about now.
So much to talk
You're welcome.
About.
I just walk in with content.
Honestly, I don't even know where to begin. Should we begin with the shower puff?
If you want.
I mean.
If it tickles you.
It probably does tickle you.
It tickles me very well.
You use a shower puff?
Yeah, it's like one of those. It's a. I got it. This is actually probably really bad. I got it years ago.
Oh no!
I've been using it for too long.
Oh no!
It came for free with a bottle of body wash.
Oh boy!
And it's one of those ones that's got the scrubber on the back, kind of the sort of pumice.
Wait, so is it like a plasticky?
Yeah, it's like a rubber.
Like a hockey puck?
No. There's a sort of rubber gasket that holds the shower puff material on one side,
right?
And then on the other side is kind of an abrasive.
So it's not just like a puffy ball.
No, it's like half softness of a puffy ball glued into a rough thing on the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've been using that for an unnatural amount of time.
I'm pretty sure those used to come free with Axe brand body.
Probably.
Wash.
This one was men's, like,
Old Spice,
degree.
Maybe?
No, it was degree.
Okay.
Because it was the color of the degree bottle.
Now you have, so you're calling that your shower puff?
Yeah.
By the way, I think we also just found our first piece of merchandise for Radioactive
The official
Dads.
Radioactive Dad shower puff?
The official Radioactive Dad's dad puff, or whatever you want to call it. I don't know.
That's our cereal. 10 years from now.
Dad puffs?
Dad puffs.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's got like oat brand.
All we do is merch puffs, though. Puffs of any kind. So shower puffs, cereal puffs. And that's about all the puffs I can think of.
We'll have to search for other puffs.
Yeah, tobacco pipes or something. Puff, puff, pass.
Puff. Right. Never inhale.
So hold on a second. You have your own shower puff.
Yeah, it's my very own.
London has her own shower puff?
No, she just uses her hands.
Yeah, because she's like a dude.
Dudes normally just use their hands?
I definitely don't use a shower puff.
You don't use a washcloth?
No.
I was taught wrong. I used a washcloth until I got that shower puff, and now I use
In
that.
The shower?
Yeah. Huh. What else do you use a washcloth for?
There's something about...
I hate this is becoming hygiene episode 2.
That's all right. We'll move on quickly. We'll try to get through it quickly.
Just the first part until
There's
the break.
There's just something about the puff, because Mrs. Davern has a puff in the shower.
Okay.
Okay? However, and I know she listens to this, so she's just going to have to deal with this.
Give me dirt. What's up?
I'm pretty sure she never uses it. I have this theory that thing has, like, never been used. Or it got used, like... You know, 3 times in the first week we had it.
Yeah.
Or that she got it, or that she grabbed it at the Rite Aid or whatever it is. Because it's just like a very generic looking puffy ball that hangs on the handle where you turn the water on and off. But that thing has been hanging there for like years. But it does not look
never
like it
wet.
Ever got used. And I don't think I've ever seen her using it or anything. I don't think it's ever been used.
Interesting. Well, then why, Mrs. Davern?
Because I think it's one of those things that she thinks she's supposed to have it or something.
You are supposed to have it. You're supposed to use it. It's magical.
I don't use it. I just use... There's something about... My point is that there's something about that thing hanging there, wet, and then drip drying itself, much like the washcloth. If a washcloth's just hanging there, it just feels kind of gross to me.
But then you're putting soap on it the next time, so it washes it right off.
Yeah.
It washes it as you dirty it.
Yeah. I don't know. If you take a shower too quickly after the last use, then it's still kind of like damp and cold.
Maybe that's why, because I only shower twice a week.
Yeah.
So it's bone dry by
Where
the time
Where do you
I'm
hang
it? On the There's a little prongs coming off of the shower caddy
right,
that hangs
right.
from the nozzle.
I don't know. I don't use them.
I will say it's great for two things. One, abrasion. You know, exfoliation.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And two, you can use a very small amount of body wash and just kind of rub it in. And
yeah.
it builds up a really nice lather rather than having to just slather it all over your body with
no,
your
man.
Hands. It's the economical version.
You know what? I almost took a picture, by the way, of my bar of soap the other day. Because it's about...
Just four towers of
four.
Thin...
Dude, it's the Neapolitan of bars of soap. They're different colors and everything.
Hey, did you find 5 people on social media willing to admit they do the same thing? Or are you the only one in the world?
I don't think we ever put it out there to the people.
Oh, we put it out there.
Did we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't check the replies, I guess.
Okay.
All right, let's move on from hygiene.
Okay.
Let's move on from
that. So all that to say, so that happened in the shower, and it was weird. My brain was like, oh, okay, that's strange. And then I had to reset the routine.
Because you switched it up on yourself.
Because I switched it up for the first time in 10 years. And then... I brushed my teeth right after, and as I was washing...
In the shower?
No, never.
Oh, I thought you were a convert.
No.
Nah.
It's not going to happen.
You should...
I was brushing...
Have you never tried it once?
No, because I don't want to waste the water once.
Nathan, much like I tell my children, you have to try all things at least once.
Unless it's wasting water in California.
Or heroin.
From my car, it's Nathan Grace.
That would have been a good time. That would have been good. That would have been good.
Noted for next time.
Try all things that are like, you know, that are things you should try once. You know what I mean? You got to try brushing your teeth in the shower once. Please, come on, for me. Just try it once.
I'll do it one time.
One time.
I'll do it one time.
One time.
And then never again. All that to say.
What if you love it?
It's not worth it. It's not worth the danger to our environment.
All right.
But anyhow, as I was washing off my toothbrush in the sink, like a normal person.
Yeah.
I held my toothbrush like a fork, like the whole toothbrush over the top of my hand.
What was happening? Were you having a stroke?
I don't know. I'm honestly a little bit scared because I've never done that. And that was two things in a row. If it was just one thing, it'd be like, okay, I must have just been distracted, you know, out of my groove or whatever. Two things in a row of just the things that you do the same way every day, every time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Did this lead to doing other things differently? Did you start?
No, because it was right before bed. So it was just, I just went to bed. Okay. So, but maybe other things would have happened. And this is kind of the first thing that I've done
this
morning.
How do you feel? Do you feel a little freer that you're not so rigid in your routine?
Maybe. I was telling Lana last night, I wonder if just because of all of the new things that I'm working on and things that I've never dealt with before, and I'm educating myself on a lot right now, and I'm really in the thick of it. I wonder if it is honestly expanding my brain to the point that I'm just thinking about and doing things differently.
I like it.
I think I like it too. Again, like you said, unless I'm having a very slow stroke.
Yeah, I don't think you are.
I don't think I am.
No, you're fine.
I think I would have known by now.
I like it, man. I love it. I got to tell you, the longer I go through this thing called life, the less rigid about a lot of things I become.
Yeah.
The more rigid I become about very, very specific things.
Like heroin.
Overall, yeah. But overall, in a broad sense, the less precious about certain things I've become. Maybe that's happening to you, my friend.
I think we've kind of talked about that, too, of like so much of that is just parenting.
Yeah.
You know, you just have no choice. It very much is the adapt or die mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that if you didn't start feeling that way, you as a parent would either be a proper fuddy-duddy.
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 Oh, my God.
Why isn't that word more of a thing? Fuddy-duddy.
Is there a
Google definition of... Yeah, exactly.
Listen to it. It sounds ridiculous. That's why it's not more of a thing.
There's other ridiculous words like lit that people are saying... And no one else is talking about it.
But at least that sounds much cooler than fuddy-duddy.
Okay, fuddy-duddy. Do you know what the definition of fuddy-duddy is? It's not like a crazy definition, but...
Go for it.
A person who is old-fashioned and fussy.
Yeah.
That's the most accurate way to describe me.
You're a fuddy-duddy.
I am a fuddy-duddy.
You're a fuddy
with a duddy on top.
Fuddy-duddy. Is there any... Is there any slang out there right now or like new hip words that the kids are using that you have heard recently that you just have no idea what it means?
Man, I'm just going to have to go through my Twitter feed and see.
Or like turns of phrases that you just hear and you're like, wow. Like the kids are into saying right now, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, and I get that one. The one that I can't remember if we've talked about this. I think we have. Stan. It just bothers me.
Yeah, I still don't really understand that one.
Well, now it's gotten past what it was.
Uh-huh.
Where it was the reference to the Eminem song. Stan, the obsessive
fan. So it means that you're like obsessing over something.
Yes. Uh-huh. But now it's just become its own term where it's just referred to as Stan Twitter.
It's weird.
And fan cams.
That's just
a new thing. Anytime that something's trending, people will, especially if it's a pop culture thing, people who are fans of a couple of different K-pop bands will just post videos from their concerts.
Okay.
And somehow work that into the conversation.
I don't understand
as a way
that.
Of just taking over hashtags. I don't understand it either, but it happens every time.
Mrs. Davern never knows the new hip stuff ever. Yeah. Or I'll say something even that I've been saying for like 20 years and she'll go, well, I've never heard that before. And I go, that's impossible. And it happens all the time around the house.
Being a pop culture thing or being an old-fashioned turn of phrase?
No, more like a pop culture, like a new kind of thing. Like, for instance, she had no idea what Netflix and chill meant.
Oh, really?
Like, for the longest time.
Were you like, I'll show you.
I don't know. I just made a joke. Yeah. But no, I don't know. I just made a joke one time about, like, Netflix and chilling or something. Mm-hmm. And she just was like, it just went right over her head. And wow. Then for the next few weeks, I would just say it at random to just see if she knew what it meant, and she had no clue what it meant. That's or like so on Fleek, you know?
Oh, my God.
Like, she just was like, I have never even heard that. Yeah. And I was like, well, nobody really says it anymore, but it was a big thing like mm-hmm. about a year ago and then yeah. or 2 years ago maybe now.
Now
I don't even
say
know.
It ironically.
Right. But like, she just doesn't get any of that stuff at all. And sometimes I look at her and I go, I can't decide if I'm wildly jealous of that or if I like knowing the things. I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of, there's a piece of me that goes, man, that must be so nice to just ignore all the noise and not even get caught up in any of it.
Yeah, to just have all those fake words rattling around in your head.
Yeah, it'd be nice to not have to pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah, Lennon and I have our own conflict where she's the other way around. I say old fuddy-duddy phrases.
Right.
And she just looks at me and what is that? What is that? Yeah, what does that mean?
She slowly shakes her head.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. can't be a thing that people say. And I just have to say, it's an old person phrase.
Yeah.
You know, six wasn't, six one, half dozen the other.
Right.
It's neither here nor there.
Yep.
Just all the things that I thought were just very common things to say.
Bird in the hand's better than two in the bush.
Yeah, yeah. Don't count your chickens before they hatch. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
22 skidoo.
I think I can say I haven't actually worked that one into a sentence.
Shave and a haircut, two bits. She's just like, all right, that's enough. I didn't know I was marrying Charlie Chaplin. Can you please stop?
With or a little stash in the Keaton bowler hat. Or a little swinging cane.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if shave and a haircut actually still cost two bits?
What is two bits?
It's those.
How much is. No.
It's those things down there?
He's pointing at his testicles, London. He's pointing at his testicles.
She would be rolling her eyes right now.
She probably is.
She is.
No, look, first of all, this episode hasn't really started yet, so don't worry, everybody.
This doesn't count.
We'll get to an actual subject sooner or later. How much is two bits? My whole life, I grew up watching movies and TV shows where someone goes, hey, can you spot me two bits? But how much is that?
5 cents.
How much is it?
10 cents? 50 cents?
I have no clue. But how come the people in the movie automatically know how much it is?
Because they're reading off of a script, Brett.
Well, yeah. No, I know that, but I'm just saying,
you're
like,
a professional actor!
Okay, you ever watch a movie? All right, here, I got one for you.
Okay.
This bothers me. Oh, you know what? I don't care if it's a rabbit hole or not. Let's go down this rabbit hole for a second.
Things
that bother me when I'm watching movies, okay?
Okay.
Because I want to see if they bother you too. And all the right. listeners out there might know what I'm talking about. Maybe it bothers them as well. And they can tweet in the things that bother them, pet peeves about movies that bother them. Okay. Here's a couple things that bother me about some movies. Ready?
Okay.
Westerns.
Okay.
Most of the time this happens in Westerns, but it can happen in other movies too. Where somebody orders something from a bar, usually from a bar or like a restaurant or whatever, and then in the movie, they just put down an arbitrary amount of money and get up and walk away. I always go, how did they know how much that costs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? At a restaurant or anything.
Like a cowboy walks in and he'll just go, shot of whiskey. And then he'll just like put down a coin and leave. And I'm always like, did he know that that cost a quarter?
I think the reason for that is probably that there's only one saloon in town, and it's probably not like the dive saloon versus the craft saloon.
Sure.
That's doing the, you know, top shelf stuff.
Okay.
Where it would be 50 cents rather than 25 cents.
But he just got to town, though. It's not like he frequents the saloon that often.
I wonder if there was a more unified market back then. What? Like, you know, unless they're just very generous tippers and they know there's no way that a shot of whiskey costs more than 5 cents, but I'm going to leave a quarter. Because I'm bad apple.
There's a lot of scenes in movies where characters are standing up at diners and just like saying to the other, just saying to the other character, like, don't worry about it, I got it. And they just like rattle off an arbitrary amount of cash and put it down on the table.
Yeah.
And it's like, either you have the greatest memory ever and you remember exactly how much those things cost from when you were holding the menu.
Yeah.
Or you're just guessing.
And totally cheating your waiter out of a tip.
Well, that's the thing. There's never the scene where the waiter follows them out of the restaurant and goes, hey, 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 you didn't leave enough.
Yeah.
Anyway, that always bugs me.
Yeah.
The 555 in phone numbers drives me ridiculously out of my mind when I'm watching a movie.
It takes you completely out of the world.
It bothers me so much. I always just wonder, why can't you just cut out of the scene before they give the phone number? Just cut out. It's fine. You know, you don't have to show the person writing down 555. Like, just cut to their handwriting when they're writing the last three digits
or
something.
Put the phone number of the studio.
Yeah.
You know?
Or make of actual phone number, like you're saying, and then like use it as marketing for the movie.
Exactly.
Or and something.
People have done that. That's a thing. Yeah, where they put non-555 numbers and it's a number for the studio or the network or whatever else.
I got another one for you.
Okay.
In movies, people hang up phones all the time without saying goodbye, and they also answer them without saying hello. It bothers me to no end.
Oh, wow.
They hang up all the time without saying goodbye. They're talking on the phone. Usually it's the old school, like, handset, but they'll be talking, and it'll be like, you know, meet me at the docks at 8 or something like that. And the person on the other end, like, sometimes doesn't even say anything and just goes, like, kind of nods to the camera and then hangs up the phone. And it's like, so are you going to meet him at 8 or?
Think about this, though.
Uh-huh.
It's a mafia movie.
Yeah.
And Vito picks up the phone, says, meet me at the docks at 8.
Right.
And then Gino is like, yeah, okay, bye-bye.
I know.
You know, it's like, what would take you more out of the world?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
People are hanging up on each other all the time in movies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
And
it's
it
really rude.
Me.
People in movies are so rude. Giving fake 555 phone numbers, too.
You got anything like that that just sticks out like a sore thumb to you that
you
just bothers you?
So many of the good ones.
Oh, sorry.
I feel like... Honestly, what's starting to bug me more and more is I'm just not a fan of montages.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like it's getting too prevalent, and it like I would rather just pick a moment and tell the story.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
And I'm sure it's kind of a good plot device and everything else, but I'm starting to get a little bit over them.
Yeah, I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, that's not a fabulous example.
Lazy.
Yeah, it just... And maybe it's not. Like, I'm sure there's good montages out there.
I get annoyed by voiceover, too.
Yeah, bad ADR.
Which is kind of funny. Oh, no, I mean, like exposition voiceover, like, inside the character's head. Like, so there I was, my first day of school.
Oh,
like, that kind of thing bothers me. Which is funny, because I was on a TV show that only, like, had tons of...
It's all narration.
It's tons of narration voiceover, but...
Oh, I have one. And this is a very nitpicky industry thing, but... When it's so obvious to what I was kind of just saying, when you know that you're on the reverse of someone as they're saying dialogue and you see their mouth moving, and it either does not match even remotely close to what they're actually saying, or they're not saying anything.
You can see that the side of their jaw, you can tell it's not the right line or whatever.
And so it's just that blatant, horrible ADR thing.
Yeah, that bugs
that
me too.
Sucks me right out of the world. And I know most people probably don't notice that, but being a former ADR professional, it just it just bothers me.
All your work with Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, me and Dakota just... just taking the world of ADR by storm.
Let's take a break and then pick a subject and stay on it.
Okay.
How about that?
That sounds good. I do want to do some research on 2Bits, though.
Okay, but we have to talk about Halloween because it is tomorrow.
Yes, that's right.
All
right. Ooh, take a break.
Okay, but you can't keep doing that.
Okay. That's my last time. Okay, 2Bits.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it coming out of the break, too.
No, I was trying to be a good boy.
Okay.
2Bits. Approximately 25 cents.
Approximately 25 cents.
For inflation, you have to adjust it.
Oh, okay.
And it was an English thing, so it carried over. So they don't have cents.
Oh, okay.
In the Angle Land.
Okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, approximately 25 cents.
What do they call... change in... This is the dumbest question ever. It's probably so easy.
Change.
What do they call change in Britain? Like, their dollars are pounds, right? But what is a quarter?
Pence.
Right. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew the answer to that. My brain was locking up.
Yeah.
No, so they could say, like, give me 2 pence.
Yes.
Is just 2 bits.
I don't know if a bit is a pence.
Oh boy.
That may.
All right, we have to stop.
Move on.
We have to stop. You guys have plans for Halloween tomorrow?
So as it stands, it's going to be kind of a central party at our house.
Nice.
Our friends who just moved out of our neighborhood, which is super sad because it was Rosie's best friends, they moved not too far, about 20, 30 minutes away. Yeah. So they're going to come back into town because our neighborhood is apparently really legit with Halloween.
Yeah, this is what I've heard, and also we're coming over as well.
Great.
So
the more the merrier.
We'll be there.
Great. So it's just going to be a nice central party spot, and it's going to be the sugar high of the century. But there's Imagineers and designers and set people who live on our or in our neighborhood as a whole. Mm-hmm. So there's just giant animatronic spiders that are crawling around the outside of the house, apparently. It's been very built up for us by
the
neighbors.
Awesome.
So I really hope that they're actually right about this. But everyone takes it pretty darn seriously, which is new for us because where we used to live was very secluded and no kids would. It was kind of at the top of a hill, sort of, so nobody wanted to walk up the hill, and it was very. Everyone turned their lights off and no mm-hmm. one trick or treated or anything. So mm-hmm. this is going to be our first time where we've got a real, you know, child situation happening, which is great because it's getting a whole lot more fun now.
Yeah.
With, I don't know, Rosie, since the beginning of October, beginning of September, because our neighbors are ridiculous when all the Halloween decorations came up, we go on walks in the neighborhood and she's just amped for all of the giant blow-up decorations
yeah.
and the light-up ghosts on the garage doors and all that stuff. She's so here for it. She stands the Halloween
She stands with Halloween.
She stands Halloween.
Right.
So she is super pumped, and this time last year she didn't really care that much.
Right.
So because she just was not that aware.
Yeah, as they get older, the holidays become more and more fun, any of the holidays.
Yeah, that's why we're super excited.
They start to understand it more.
And, yeah, we're yeah. pumped about Christmas, too, because at the Costco, they've already got their Christmas decorations out.
That's crazy,
we
right?
We walk by. There's just a giant nutcracker, and she just goes, ooh.
Is it too early, though?
Way too early. It's not okay.
If you were in charge of the world, if you just ran everything, right?
Yep.
Like, for real, not just in your own mind.
Because I do in my own mind.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Right. But, like, if for real, if you did.
Yeah.
What's the rule on when stores can put out their Christmas decorations?
When stores can?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think my rule is that you're not allowed to decorate for Christmas until the day after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So in preparation for that, I would say 2 weeks before Thanksgiving, the stores can put them out for sale to sell for 2 weeks before you're allowed to decorate.
You know, without talking about it in advance, that's exactly my answer.
No.
Yeah. It's exactly my answer. 2 weeks. 10 days, 2 weeks,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And then the first week, you just put them out there. The second week, maybe you run a little sale.
Having Christmas decorations out before Halloween is kind of crazy.
It's unbearable.
It's a little crazy.
It's like messing with your circadian rhythm.
That's
but
what
for
I,
the whole year.
That's exactly what I was saying. It makes it feel like the year's over, but there's still 3 months left.
Right.
It's
75% of the way there, and it's 98 degrees.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's 2.5 months left, but whatever. That's a lot of time.
Still.
Yeah.
It's not okay.
You know, 10 weeks left in the year, and it makes it feel like it's already 2020 already, basically.
Yeah, exactly. The hard part about Christmas decorations is, though, the half-life for it is so short, because you only, really, to be a decent human being, you can only start the day after Thanksgiving.
Right.
But then, if you carry it into January, you're a lazy bum, and no one likes you.
We'll get back to talking Apparently. About Halloween, but just because we're on the subject, does the same rule apply to Christmas music around the house?
Yeah, after Thanksgiving
yeah.
is only okay. But it's a bummer, though, because there's not really fall music.
Mm-hmm.
So what else are you going to listen to?
Yeah.
But you can get burned out on Christmas music
you can.
Pretty quickly.
Yep.
Because it's generally just covers of the same song.
It's the same song over and over and over
and
by
I don't
a different
like
person.
Yeah, I don't like modern Christmas music.
No.
It just bugs me.
Except the NSYNC Christmas album is fire, and I stand for it.
You do? No. You don't stand for it. You just
stand with it.
Nope.
I stand beside
no
it.
No preposition.
Wait, what do you mean?
You just stan it.
I stan it?
You stan it.
I stan the NSYNC Christmas album?
Yes, you stan Not stand. Stan.
No, no, I know. I know.
Okay. But it sounds like you're saying, I stand for it. It sounds like you're saying, I stand.
I stand up with it.
Nope.
I got it wrong again?
Nope. Yep, you did.
Oh. Well, all I know is the Christmas album from NSYNC is on fleek.
From iCarly.
Okay, back to Halloween. I have questions for you.
Okay.
How old is too old to trick or treat?
14. High school. I think
that's too old, or that should be your last year?
I think your last year of junior high should be your last year to trick or treat.
It's a little younger than what I think.
What do you think? Like 16 and under?
I think 16 is your last year. Because 17's too old.
17's definitely too old.
Yeah.
But I feel like 16 is like, I can just drive to the store and buy a bag of candy myself.
I know. But that's my point, is because if you're getting your license at 16, then you're going to have all this freedom coming up after that. And so it's kind of like time to not be a kid anymore. And so, but I'm going to give you that one last year.
Okay, here's my stipulation.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, but what bothers me is when I see 14 to 17-year-olds trick-or-treating, and they're just wearing a sweatshirt with a mask.
No, you have to be wearing a costume.
You can only do it, yes. You have to actually be legit about it. Otherwise, you're just stealing candy from children.
I agree 100%.
Okay, well, if we can, I can get on the same page with that.
You have to wear a costume.
Yeah, if you're still very serious about it and you're willing to look kind of silly in by wearing a costume with a bunch of children in the street, then okay, you deserve a fun-sized Snickers.
Now, you know, though, that there's plenty of people that are listening to us, because the way the world is going now, everything is just, hey, man, what's the big deal? It's fun. Leave me alone. I'm 21 years old. I want to go trick-or-treating. What's it to you, you know? And I totally see what you're saying, but for some reason, it's a mental hurdle I just can't get over.
Yeah, you're just a grown-up with a job.
So we're willing to just be grumps and sort of get off my lawn, guys, about this?
Yeah, I'll be a fuddy-duddy about it. Now, here's...
I want you to dress up like a fuddy-duddy for Halloween.
That's not a bad idea. We haven't figured out if we're doing anything yet, but we're also not planning on getting candy. We're just stealing it from Rosie.
Well, this brings me to my other question that I think you're about to ask me.
Go ahead.
I can read your mind already. Go ahead.
Now there's no payoff.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
What's too young for like trick-or-treating and eating candy? Like, Rosie's not even going to be two.
Oh, this is not the question I thought you were going to ask. Go ahead.
Okay, well then you can ask your question after this.
Go ahead.
Obviously, when this time last year, Rosie was 10 months old.
Yeah.
Maybe had two teeth. She's not going to be eating candy.
No.
She's also not trick-or-treating. We didn't get any candy for her.
You didn't give her one piece of candy?
She couldn't do anything.
Oh, that's it.
At 10 months?
Are you kidding me?
Right before bed, we gave her as many puffs as she wanted.
Oh,
because
Rosie.
They dissolve in her mouth.
Rosie.
What could she have eaten with no teeth?
I'm so sad for her that Uncle Brett wasn't there. Oh, man. I'd have slipped her a little M&M or something on the side.
You're going to give a child with no teeth an M&M?
Just calm down. Like,
I will not, Uncle Brett.
I was talking more about the size of it. Like, just something that, like a Hershey Kiss.
Just perfectly esophagus-sized.
No. Like a Hershey Kiss. Like, something that's easy to sort of, like, gum to death a little bit. Yeah. And I would watch her. I'm not going to let her choke to death.
Yeah, but then who's giving Hershey Kiss? Everybody's given baby candy bars and chewy stuff.
She could suck on a little sucker for a minute, and then and then you take it away after a while.
I guess, yeah. But no, I don't remember ever seeing a sucker at a Halloween thing.
You don't get a Tootsie Roll Pop?
Oh well, yeah. I guess that's the one, or like a blow pop.
Like a blow
maybe.
Pop. Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Blow pops, the gum and blow pops, just the worst.
Terrible.
Just horrible.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They just don't expect you to ever get there.
I think that we took. Both of our kids, I mean, we've taken them trick-or-treating every year.
Yeah.
And so for our boy, he's pretty lucky because he's born at the end of December. So his first Halloween, he was almost a year old already.
Right.
So he's doing pretty good. He was pretty with it. And so we took him trick-or-treating, held on to his little plastic pumpkin that year, and we got a bunch of candy. And like I'm saying with that I hypothetically would have done with Rosie, you just pick like one piece and like let him kind of suck on it or something like that. You know, like, but you're not letting him go to town on the whole bucket.
Right, of course.
That's crazy.
So I guess that is my follow-up question to it is obviously we're going to trick or treat with Rosie. She's walking, she's talking.
Yeah.
I'm trying so hard to teach her how to say trick or treat because as soon as I can get her to say trick or treat, oh, she's going to get so much candy.
Listen, those Davern kids will be teaching her. Don't worry. Perfect. They've got it down.
So then how do you ration? I'm assuming you ration it out for your kids.
Yeah.
You're not just going to let them get sick on the first night.
No, you ration it
What's
out.
What's your ration? Like 3 pieces a day, 1 piece a day?
Well, first I dump both of their buckets out on the kitchen table after they've gone to bed, and I pick all the pieces that I like.
That you were, right, yeah. All the nougaty stuff.
And then
you're
a
nougat guy.
And then I hand them back all the Tootsie Rolls and Werther's Originals.
Uh-huh. You don't pick out the Werther's Originals? You're an old man like me.
No, I'm just kidding. We just take their buckets and put them up in the hall closet, like in the coat closet on the little shelf. And then, you know, just bring them down. Like, and they can pick out a piece, you know, or two or three, you know, in the few days after Halloween. And then after that, the bloom is off the rose a little bit, and they just sort of forget about it and don't care anymore.
And then you guys just get candy for the rest of the
year. Yeah, but that's only happening right now. Once they get into middle school, they're going to just be eating that whole bag.
Yeah.
Like we all used to.
Yeah, I remember the one time – this is kind of sad. I only went properly trick-or-treating once.
What?
We weren't a trick-or-treating family.
Why not?
I don't know. My parents just weren't that into it, and we actually they sort of just said, hey, look – why don't we all just stay in, order pizza, watch movies, and then you just tell me what candy you want, and I'll just go to the store and get you like a giant thing of the candy that you want.
Mr. and Mrs. Kress.
That was the deal.
What?
But we thought it was great because we only ever wanted Reese's.
Oh, Nathan, if only Uncle Brett was around back then. I would have taken you trick-or-treating, my boy.
I'm sure you would have.
Did you dress up every year, though? Like,
no.
No?
I dressed up once or twice.
Really?
Just kind of for fun. But I generally didn't do it. But the one time that I did, I was Frodo Libre.
What?
I made it. I had a Frodo costume from when I went to the midnight screening of Return of the King. and I also had some teal boxer shorts.
Yeah.
With like a, I think it had a red elastic band.
So Nacho Libre.
Yeah. And Nacho Libre had just come out. So I put those on and got myself a red cape. And I was Frodo Libre.
With your iPod Nano on your belt still? Or
I would imagine so.
It was on your person somewhere.
On my person. I probably just had it tucked in my sock.
So is that your favorite Halloween costume?
Favorite and only, I guess.
That was your only Halloween costume?
It was my only like real one that I went out with people and trick-or-treated with.
Oh man, Nathan.
And it was good.
Yeah.
I got a decent amount of candy. But
did you feel like, oh man, I've been missing this my whole life?
Not really.
Yeah.
I think I was more just like, man, I wish I was just eating pizza and watching movies and eating the one candy that I really wanted.
Yeah.
You know? Rather than having to work for it and walk around and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think back. Like, I liked going trick-or-treating. It always felt a little weird to go knocking on neighbors' doors and things like that.
Yeah. I might have also not been doing it in a great place. We were doing it in San Marino, which is just kind of like the older retirement rich people area.
That's probably got something to do with it.
Yeah. It just wasn't a lot of kids
around.
Man,
we were out there every year, though. Like, I could probably go through each costume year by year. I was Robin Hood a bunch of times.
Why?
I don't know. I just liked Robin Hood.
Just the same costume and you just got bigger and bigger in it? Or did you grow with it?
It was mostly when I was a lot younger. I liked that Disney, the Robin Hood where he's a fox.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was a fun movie.
So he had that little feather hat.
Yep, the little hat and the sword and the...
Did you have a fox nose?
Green tunic. No, I didn't go as the fox. I went as, like, human Robin Hood. Errol Flynn Robin Hood, but inspired by the fox.
Ah.
You know?
So you didn't walk around going, yup, 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 yup. That would have been great. Just lift up the bucket and just start.
What does the fox say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My brother went as Ninja Turtles a bunch of times.
Different Ninja Turtles or just the same Ninja Turtle?
Always the same one.
I don't like this lack of variety. I feel like half of it's that you gotta.
No, I mean, there were a lot of different ones. There were just repeats along the way sometimes. Superman, I think, a couple times.
Yeah.
The best one that my brother and I ever did was we went as. I went as Tim, and he went as Al from Home Improvement. because that was a big show. So I had like a shirt and tie and a tool belt and like some safety goggles and everything. And so I and like jeans, but then a button down shirt with a tie and a tool belt,
like a denim
and some
shirt,
safety goggles.
And then he had a red flannel.
He did the flannel and he had a fake beard and a different tool belt that was like cloth. Like we went all out, man.
That's really
Tim
good.
And Al. It was pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That was the favorite.
And did you have a Heidi?
No.
Bro.
No, we didn't have a Heidi.
Can I ask you real quick?
You can ask me anything you want.
Did you have like a mad, very serious, intense crush on Heidi?
Of course. And by the way, before Heidi, it was Pam Anderson.
Oh, yeah, because of Baywatch.
No. On Home Improvement.
Wait, what? She was on Home Improvement?
Yeah, the first Tool Time girl or whatever you want to call it, like whatever that character is referred to as on the show. The first of their like female assistant on their TV show within the show was Pam Anderson.
Whoa.
I can't remember what her name was.
So it wasn't a Heidi recast.
No. Or no, it was she was before Heidi.
And then
Heidi
came
in somewhere along the way and then like lasted the rest of the time.
Man, Heidi from Tool Time, well, from Home Improvement. But Heidi and Kimberly the Pink Power Ranger.
Oh,
two, like, I have awkward, I don't know what these feelings are with my body.
Same with Topanga and Kelly Kapowski.
Those were a little bit before my time.
And Winnie Cooper, if you really want to go way back. That's the Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah, you lost me there.
Oh, buddy.
Lost me.
Wait, speaking of losing you, we have to take a break.
Oh.
To take a break. I want to talk about Halloween candy on the other side of the break.
Okay.
What are your favorites?
Okay.
And which ones do you ignore like the plague?
Copy that. Let's do it.
All right. So, Nathan.
Yeah.
Favorite Halloween candy. So, at the Kress household, when your mom would say, I'll just go buy you your favorite.
Yeah.
What was she buying?
Usually, almost exclusively Reese's. You're not one of those
the
weird
big peanut butter cups?
Yeah. Not the king size. Those to me are actually a little bit too much peanut butter.
Yeah.
I like either just the fun size or the normal ones. Or the holiday ones that are like Easter bunnies and Christmas trees and stuff. Those are a better, to me, it's like the perfect amount of like a little bit more chocolate.
You're an aficionado.
I am. It was my number one. It was
now,
my true love.
I have a question for you that might be somewhat controversial. Because we've gone over this on the morning show before, and it really makes a lot of people upset.
Yeah.
We've done this one on the morning show podcast that I do. But
what's it called?
It's the Brett Davern Show.
Oh, okay.
It's on every weekday morning, 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern.
That's right, featuring Katie LeClaire.
Right.
Here,
on Adobe Radio.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Because I used to ask people what their favorite candy bar was, and they would respond with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yeah.
And then I would have to yell at them for like 10 minutes about how that's not a candy bar.
Mm.
And
I see.
I'm scared I'm pushing a button
now. No. I'll accept that push. It's not a candy bar.
Oh, okay. You agree with me.
It's a candy.
Oh, you're the first Reese's fan who's ever agreed with me.
Who says that a bar is circular?
Nathan, this is why we get along so well. I knew that you'd be in my camp on this.
I mean, there are Reese's bars. The Nutrageous and the...
No, I know, but start going around in life and just going, what's your favorite candy bar? And people will say, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. And you'll go
It's in the
what?
Name, not Reese's Peanut Butter Bars.
Well, they just respond with Reese's. And then I go, you mean the Peanut Butter Cups? And they go, yeah. And I go, that's not a bar. And they go, well, it's the same thing. And I go, no, it's not.
Nope.
This is why we're peanut butter and jelly, man.
Truly.
This is why we go together so well.
Peanut butter and jelly cups. Not bars.
So Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yes, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which are not a candy bar.
Now, let's go the other way. What's the Halloween candy that you avoid like the plague that you're just like, no, thank you?
I don't like the chalky, like sweet tarts.
Mm.
Can't stand them.
Okay.
You just get a little tube of them,
mm-hmm.
and they fall out all over the place. The delivery vehicle is just, because as soon as you open it, you have to eat it all in one sitting because it's just going to fall out if you don't.
Right.
It just dissolves funny. It doesn't taste that sweet.
Worse
to me.
Than sweet tarts, but along the same line for me, are Smarties. Do you know what those are? They're like the chalky ones, but they're much smaller.
Oh, that's
they're
what like I'm talking about.
Yeah, those are called Smarties.
Oh.
Those are terrible.
Okay. Well, then maybe sweet tarts aren't that bad. Maybe
Sweet tarts are the same consistency. Chewy, they just have a little more flavor. Okay. Yeah, those are fine.
Well, then, okay. No. Then, yes, I'm talking about Smarties.
Oh,
then.
Those Smarties are terrible.
Yeah, that and Pez.
Oh, I like Pez.
How do you not like Smarties, but you like Pez?
Pez has a little more flavor.
Medicine flavor?
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's brilliant.
Look, I'm not saying I seek Pez out. I'm just saying I don't mind it so much. That's okay. All I'm saying.
All right, interesting. For me, it gets a pass strictly because of the delivery vehicle.
Here's my answers to those two questions.
Okay.
Favorite Halloween candy? I love gummy things. So, like, those little fun packs of, like, Sour Patch Kids, I'm in.
What about the, like, gummy burgers and gummy pizzas?
Oh, yeah, I love all that
stuff. Okay, so all that trolley stuff.
I love any of that gummy, super gummy, yeah, trolley, Haribo, gummy bears type stuff.
Whatever. Haribo?
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 Whatever, yeah. However you say it. I like all that stuff. Or, like, I get down on an Airhead.
Yeah.
I like that kind of sugary, Laffy Taffy. I like that stuff.
Oh.
What?
Brett.
What? What?
Did you
he raised his hand.
Teacher, did you, real quick, and we'll get right back to it, Airheads.
Yeah?
Did you do that thing where you'd hold the wrapper and you'd whittle it down so that it became one perfect kind of semi-circular blob?
What, do you think I eat it, like, in its long form like a crazy person?
That's what they do in the commercials.
No, man, I shake that wrapper all the way down to the bottom.
And just get it dense AF.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Absolutely. I also drink my Capri Sun from the bottom like a man. I don't put it in the pouch, in the hole at the top.
Hang on.
Flip that thing over, stab the straw into it, and go to town.
You lost me there.
Wait, yeah. What?
What benefit do you get from not putting the straw in the hole where it belongs?
You look really cool.
Do you? Because yes. I think you look like a moron.
No, the cool kids drink it from the bottom. Trust me.
That is the dumbest garbage I have
The coolest kids just stick it right in the side of it.
Like shotgunning it?
Just put the straw right in the belly of it and then just set it down on the table. Like it's just like laying there like this flat pouch of liquid. And you just stab right into it and just like leave it and just suck right out of it.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted you to find five people who mush their soap bars together. I want you to find one.
What?
One person.
Who do from the side of the Capri Sun?
Yeah. Or even the bottom. I'll give you both.
Oh, come on. Everyone does the bottom. Everyone does the bottom of the Capri Sun. That's a big thing. Everyone does that. All the cool kids do it. By the way, I knew you were a top of the Capri Sun guy. I could have told you that.
Because it's made to be thinner, and you just put it right in rather than going like, ah, it's got to puncture the foil.
Nah, man, it's the reckless abandon that makes you cool. It's the lack of caring about the method in which you insert the straw that is what makes you cool. You live by your own rules, man. I don't put that Capri Sun straw where it's supposed to go. I put it in the bottom like a rebel, like James Dean would have. If he would have lived long enough to see Capri Suns.
If he could have just survived that car accident.
James Dean, here, I want this on my, this goes in my book of coffee table quotes from Brett Davern someday when I'm shuffled off this mortal coil.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, James Dean would have drank his Capri Sun from the bottom.
And it's stupid decisions like that that led to his untimely death.
May he rest in peace.
May he.
What
indeed.
Were we talking about? Let's get back on subject.
Airheads, flipping them. So you were talking about candies and chewy.
Oh yeah,
stuff
I like all the fruity stuff. I go towards that more than the chocolate. But if I have to do a chocolate bar, I'll go Milky Way. That's fine. I'll do that.
Sometimes
Snickers
a little
is
too
good.
Much caramel for me.
Yeah.
For a bar, it's Baby Ruth for me. It's got the perfect combination of chocolate, nuts, a little bit of caramel, and nougat. I'm a nougat fan.
Yeah, I like nougat.
Good, pleasant mouthfeel.
I like a nougat. I can get down on a nougat.
Yeah. But so then, aside from Smarties, though.
Yep.
Then we've covered that you like the fruity stuff over the chocolate. But then what's your full least favorite? Just we'll throw it directly out.
Well, the wax lips.
What?
Who's putting wax lips in there?
Yeah, indeed.
It's
who
ridiculous.
Is? Who knows what wax lips are?
Bro, when I was a kid, you'd go to like someone's house. They'd have the bowl of like mixed candy. You'd reach in, just feeling around. You know, you grab something out. And it would be like fake teeth or like wax lips or like those like vampire, you know, those like plastic teeth
oh,
and
stuff.
Oh,
you're saying it's not a candy.
No, it's not a candy.
It's a little toy.
You just get screwed by like getting some stupid toy. You'd be like, ah, man. So that was just annoyance. But the candy that I hate the most has got to be candy corn.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
I hate it.
Even worse, those candy pumpkins, because it's just the same material, more. It's just far too much.
Awful. Awful.
And it stinks because it's the one official candy of fall.
It's punishment.
It really is.
It's awful.
I used to love it as a kid.
You did?
Yeah, but I gag on it now.
Oh, it's gross. I can't stand it.
All right, I can get there with you.
I do not like that at all.
Get there. But then I feel like candy corn, no one really just dumps a bag of candy corn in a, because you don't just, you know,
no,
you're not going to get that on Halloween.
Oh, yes, you are. These monsters now are packaging like four or five different kernels into a small little fun-sized pouch and like handing it out.
That's horrific.
It's awful. It's honestly awful.
I would pick that up out of my daughter's bucket and just throw it in the face of the owner and say, how dare you, sir?
Yeah.
How dare you do this to children?
Dude, I honestly think we should bring a case to some sort of court somewhere to try to get rid of candy corn. It's terrible.
I think that's a brilliant idea.
Also, the idea of turning corn into candy is just a dumb idea anyway.
You turn Doritos into candy,
I'll buy
it. Doesn't
sound appetizing?
No, not at all.
Ooh, if there was a house handing out fun-sized bags of Cool Ranch, I'm down with that.
Yeah, you got to have a little bit of that salty to balance out the sweet.
Yeah, doesn't always have to be candy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I hope everyone has fun out there trick-or-treating and fun on Halloween tomorrow. And just remember, like, when you take your kids out there, make sure they're safe. Mm-hmm. Bring, like, a flashlight or,
tie
like,
some reflectors to their back.
Totally. You can get those, like, glow sticks everywhere.
Yeah.
And even if they're being Superman for the night, put a little glow stick around their wrist just in case, because there's cars out there and everything, and everyone stay safe and whatever.
Yeah, all
and
that
And check
stuff.
Your kids' candy. And all
yeah,
that
for
stuff.
The glass shards and stuff.
Well,
that
you
those
know, just,
put
just
in
be
there.
Safe and everything. That's all. I just want to put a little disclaimer out there.
You need to come with me because that's very educational for me. This is all stuff because I've never really done proper trick or treating.
I always go to Home Depot and get the like those little glow sticks.
Yeah,
because they all have like you can make them into a lanyard,
mm-hmm.
and then you just put it around their neck and then but like put it around backwards, so it's just like on their back even. That's
right.
Fine.
Or just tie it like a collar and then tie a string from it, and then you just have them on a leash like a dog.
Oh, no.
A glowing leash.
Kid leashes is something we should talk about someday.
We really should.
Yeah.
Only after I've decided that we need one.
But you know what? We're out of time.
All right.
That's have fun out there, everyone.
We'll check back in.
We'll let you know how Halloween went.
It's going to be some stories, I'm sure. Bye.
Bye.